sit straight. Relax the body and bring the attention to the center of the forehead. This is a little practice, a little exercise that we will keep doing multiple times in a day. And then every day when we are back home, just for a minute, visualize I, the being, the eternal energy, the point of light in the center of the forehead. Just see yourself. The point where we apply the tilak or the bindi. Just keep seeing. Let the mind become silent. Just create one thought and hold on to that one thought. I am a powerful being. Just one thought. Just one thought. I am a powerful being. And keep seeing yourself, a little star in the center of the forehead. One thought only. And now, like we meet people and sit across the table and have a chat with them, just see yourself across the table, the best version of yourself. Sitting across the table, the best version of yourself. Best version, not in what I do. Best version in who I am. It's like meeting someone. See them. Be very clear. The best version of myself. The nature, the personality, the best version of myself. Now gently say to the best version, I love you so much. I'll do anything for you. It's a line we have said to others. I love you so much, I'll do anything for you. Say it. You might not feel it the first time. Say it again. I'll do anything for you. And now ask yourself, what am I ready to do? I know what I'm ready to do for others. I know what I'm ready to do for my parents, for my spouse, for my children. What am I ready to do for this best version of myself? Gently open your diary and write three things you're ready to do for the one you love. Ready to do anything for this best version of myself. Aap idhar aa jaye ek minute. Diary, likho. What am I ready to do? Bhagyashri, come here, please. Come. Kitno ko kaha hai aaj tak? Main aapke liye kuch bhi kar sakti hu. Say it to yourself today. What am I ready to do to create this best version of myself? I'm very good even now, but we're talking about the best version. Light on kar de. Bahut specific, very specific we have to write. What can I do to create this best version? First, write 2-3 things what you saw in that best version. What was there in that best version of yourself? And then what do you do to create that best version of yourself? It's like, if I want to create a house, I first visualize what kind of a house I want. And then I say, what do I do to create this? Even to wear a dress, first I visualize, this is the dress I want to wear. And then what do I do to create it? This is the dish I want to eat today. First we choose what I want and then how to create. Has everyone found something what they would want to see in the best version of themselves? Raise your hand if you found something that you want to see in the best version. Best means perfect, flawless. That's best. Flawless, not a single जिसको हिंदी में कहते हैं बेदाग, बेदाग. दिस मॉर्निंग वी हर्ड, आई द सोल एम अ प्योर बींग, प्योर, फ्लॉलेस, बेदाग, बेदाग. So what did we see in the best version? Anybody? One word? Anyone? Yes? Always happy. Very good. Hanji. Emotionally independent. Hanji. Healthy? Healthy? What is healthy? Body. When you're seeing the best version of yourself, you're seeing you, not your body. Now we are very clear. So tomorrow morning, when you look in the mirror, don't say, how am I looking today? Because you're not visible in the mirror. What is visible in the mirror is my body. Right? Everyone clear with this difference? We've lived our entire life looking in the mirror and saying, how am I looking today? I've become very fat, I'm looking thin, I'm this, I'm that. It was not I was fat and thin. So from today it's going to be my body. Right? Okay, so I the soul, happy, emotionally independent, healthy. Anything else? Energetic. Loving. Very good. Kind. Polite. Peaceful. Very good. Very good. Positive. Okay. Or calm. Or powerful. Or caring, very good, caring. Huh. Bliss, very good. Anything else? Is this just a general word that is written because they're good qualities? Or do you really want to see this a little more in yourself? It's already there, obviously. Everyone is kind, everyone's happy, everyone's polite, everyone is a little more in yourself. Want to see it? Yes. And for that, what have you written for? What are you ready to do to create this best version of yourself? One thing is to desire something, but the other is, what am I ready to do to be that? So what did you write in your, what am I ready to do to create that best version of myself? Very sweet. I'm ready to forgive myself. And I want to love myself. And when you love yourself, when you love someone, what are you ready to do for that one whom you love? Write down, I give time to the one I love, whom I love. 3 decades we have spent saying, I don't have time for myself, I don't have time for myself. Marne ki bhi fursat nahi hai kya? First thing, and that's a personal commitment you're going to make before you leave from here on Sunday. I am going to give time to myself. When? When? Every single day. Because nothing will happen before that. All this creating purity, kindness, love is a little work that has to be done on the self. And for that, I will have to first give time to myself. We have spent all the time in what we do, which is very important. You know? Raat nahi, din nahi, kaam, 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 kaam. We studied hard, we worked hard, we have given a lot of time to what we do. Now we are going to give time to? We are going to give time to who we are. Who we are, who we are. Everyone promises time to yourself daily? From Monday morning? No, 8 to 3 days. See, the beauty of it is, you have chosen to love yourself by taking out 4 days for yourself. So much you could have done in these 4 days back home. But you chose, this can happen next week. So you've taken that first step to love yourself and you've taken up time for yourself. But 4 days is to get a flavor of what I have to do for myself. From Monday, we will have to start bringing it into action. So if Monday you go back and say, I don't have time early in the morning to sit like this, then it's over. Then Mount Abu will just remain as like one nice experience. पीपल विल से कैसा था, हाँ बहुत अच्छा था, क्या था, शांति थी, वेरी गुड. अब अगले साल जाएंगे वापस. बट यू नो द रूल हियर, नो यू कैन कम अगेन, यू कैन कम हियर अगेन, यू कैन कम हियर एज अ गेस्ट, यू कैन कम एज अ होस्ट नाउ, यू कैन कम एज अ गेस्ट अ सेकेंड टाइम. Because if the same 300 people keep coming every year as a guest, then... So next time you can come as a host, but you can't come as a guest. So the first commitment to yourself, I will give time to myself every single day. Like many of us give time for our body every single day. How many of you give time for your body every single day? That's all. And when did we start doing that? Let's say in the last 20, 30 years, this thing started. Take out extra time to go for a walk. Take out extra time to exercise. Take out extra time for yoga, gym. Before that, we didn't need to do it because lifestyle integrated exercise into it. People were walking. People were moving. People were exercising. So they didn't have to take out extra time to exercise. Exercise was part of lifestyle. Now we need to take care of the mind, which we didn't need to do earlier because that was also taken care of by lifestyle. But now our lifestyle has changed. And that lifestyle has started not affecting just the body. The lifestyle has started affecting me. How many of you want happiness? Hold. Exercise for the body. Hold for 10 seconds. Now, just turn around and look. Aage, piche, left, right. Hold. Don't put it down beech mein. Hold. And now look. Not a single hand is niche. Why? Is there any crisis going on in your life? No. Is there any tragedy that has happened in your life? No. Then why are we saying I want happiness? And after 20, 30, 40 years of working so hard, achieving everything, name, fame, money, everything that money can buy, today we have to raise our hand to say, I want happiness. Iska matlab kya hai? Iska matlab ye hai, emotionally also I need to be healthy now. And the reason is not so much now about us, it's a lot to do with all that is happening around us. And this raising the hand to say, I want happiness, I have noticed has happened more after COVID. So 30 years journey, if you see the life of your parents and grandparents, resilience was very high. So even if they had challenges in their life, they were happy people. Right? How many of you feel parents, grandparents, their life was not easy that time. It was very difficult, hardships. They didn't think it was difficult because it was normal for them. We look back and we say it's difficult life. But even in challenges, even in hardships, they used to be glowing. They were happy because they were an emotionally resilient society. Then last 30 years, we said if everything is fine in my life, I'm happy. If things are not fine, then I cannot be happy when things are not fine. So that was the first step where the mind started becoming dependent on the situation. The generations before us, their mind was not dependent on the situation. They say, hey, mushkil hai, problem is there, but I am fine. Which means I is not dependent on the situation. Is I dependent on the situation? Is I dependent on the situation? So their generation, I was not dependent on the situation. Then last few decades, I started becoming dependent on the situation. And I said, they said this to me, obviously I'm hurt. They were not nice to me, obviously I'm angry. They were so nice to me, so obviously I'm happy. So this was the first sign of I becoming dependent on people and situations. When something starts becoming dependent, health has started. Health has started getting affected, dependent. Imagine if you have to hold that railing to climb the stairs, dependent. If you need help to get up from the chair, dependent. When that first sign of dependency started, we should have realized that emotional health had started getting affected. And we were living a life like that, saying stress, normal, anger, normal, fear, normal, came COVID. 2 years, 5 continents, millions of people said fear is normal. Worry is normal. Stress is normal. How many of us are feeling peaceful since yesterday? A little more peaceful than what we were on Wednesday? Yes. Why? What have we done to do that? Nothing. We have done nothing to feel that peaceful. We are just sitting in an air which vibrates at peace. And why does it vibrate at peace? Because people living here since 30 years have worked on that. And they have created this vibration of peace. We just walked into the campus and we said, "Achha lag raha hai yahan pe." Many people told me this morning, "We slept better last night." Anyone else who slept better last night? Why? What did you do to sleep better last night? Nothing. You just came into an air which is vibrating at peace. You started feeling peaceful. Your mind started feeling better and you slept better. 2 years of COVID, millions of people creating fear, worry, anxiety changed the air of the planet. It's called the vibrational frequency of the planet. And so COVID got over 2022, but after COVID, fear became the predominant emotion on the planet. Suddenly children were saying, "I don't know, yahan pe kuch hota hai." And I would say like, "Kya hua, pata nahi, yahan kuch hota hai." Anxiety said, "Why, something wrong in life?" "No, sab theek hai." Anxiousness without a situation. Anxiety without a problem. So this was the next stage of the illness. One was independent, then was dependent, and now affected even though there was no problem in life. And this happened because the air changed. So if you ever come to Delhi city, you don't have to have a virus to cough. You just cough. You just cough because it's the air. And people get used to living like that. But if I am coughing just because of the air and then there is an infection that I catch, then it takes months to heal that infection over there. It just doesn't heal. So about 5 years back, it was the month of January, because winter it gets even worse. So it was the month of January and I had a cough and it was very bad, and then you keep on talking so it doesn't heal. And it was so bad, I fractured both my bones on my rib cage here. I was coughing like that. I took every possible medicine. I took steroids and it would not heal. And then the doctor said to me, he said, "Jaane do na, March mein theek ho jayega." I said, "Are." I said, "Thodi, I have so many programs." Then he said a very powerful line to me. He said, "You know, the air is not going to allow you to heal." Simple. The air doesn't allow us to heal, whether it is body, whether it is I, the soul. So post-COVID, the vibrations of fear, pain, worry, so many people went through disease, so many people left the body, so many families lost a family. You cannot even imagine what the air became after COVID. And we did nothing. And that's the reason we have everything is going fine in life, yet we are not our happiest version of ourselves. Did the world settle after COVID? No. There was immediately a war after COVID. That took so long, it had hardly got better, now we had one more. So now, when situations like this happen in the world, people say, "Oh, wars had happened even earlier." Yeah, but there was no media that time. Media in the sense, there was just a newspaper. Now what happens, every minute, there is something happening in one of those countries. It's not only the people of those countries who are getting affected. Every minute there is an update on the phone, and which means every minute there is an update on the mind. And every minute that the mind creates even one thought, the air starts changing. The air starts changing. So whether it is anger for what somebody is doing, whether it is hatred for why are they doing something like this, whether it is pain looking at those visuals, what they are going through, whether it is sorrow, whether it is fear, whether it is anxiety. Last month, no cylinder, there was stress in our country. Abhi to tha cylinder, even then. The thought, ki cylinder milega ki nahi milega, even that changed the air of the country. So please remember, if this air can make you feel peaceful, then that air which we are living in outside can be the cause of our stress, fear and anxiety without we having any problem in our life. Like you have done nothing to feel peaceful here, you have to do nothing to feel stress over there. And stress means not my happiest version. That's why you raised your hand. I want to be happy. So now, we do not have to take care of our mind only if there are any problems in our life. We just need to take care because we are living in a world where there are problems. And those problems are affecting billions of minds. See, we underestimate the power of this phone that we are holding. What this phone does is, anything happening in any part of the world creates that same energy in every part of the world. Earlier, something happens in one society, even another person in the neighborhood would not know that. So how much, where was the energy confined to? Only that area. Now the whole world comes to know. Malum hai unke ghar mein kal ye hua. The whole world comes to know. So this phone has become largely a cause of changing the vibration of the planet. Largely. So the first thing, which you will learn in detail tomorrow, but the first thing start doing is, don't consume. Don't consume. Because if you consume, you are contributing to lowering the vibration of the planet. Don't consume. Don't think I just saw it. You don't just see it. When you see it, it gets imprinted here. It doesn't get imprinted here. It gets imprinted here. One word you read, this president did this to this, this one. You just read, it's here. And what is here will be, what is here will be here. Now this, when you consume something, remember your karma responsibility when you're consuming what's happening in the world. When you consume what's happening in the world, it comes here. What comes here radiates into the air, and what radiates into the air influences millions of minds. And me consuming that content become responsible for influencing millions of minds just by polluting the air with fear and hatred and anger. And we could do the opposite. If we don't consume, but we daily meditate for even a few minutes, then it's not just going to benefit me, but it's also going to benefit. It's not just going to benefit me, it's also going to benefit. It benefits first your house. So wherever you're going to sit to meditate. See, look at this campus. Why we ask you to come here? We can conduct this same program anywhere, any city. We can get the same people, we can even get the same food, we can get everything. We only can't get one thing. We can't pick up this vibration and bring it over there. Can this vibration be created back home? Not in your city, just your house. Can this vibration be created there? Take a decision. Can this vibration be created at home? Pakka? Because by Monday, when you go down, suppose your train is late, suppose your flight is cancelled, you'll smile like this only, na? Aise muskuran. Aise hi muskurana hai. And then what happens by the time Tuesday, children, work, ashram mein theek hai, sab yahan nahi hota hai sab. Inko kya pata, inke thodi bachche hain. Inko kya malum, kya hota hai bachcho ko sambhalna. How many people live at home? 2, 4, 6? Us 6 and 8 ka to era bhi chala gaya. How many people live in this campus? Dev Prakash bhai, kitne bhai bene rehte? 150? 200 people live in this house. This is their house. 200 people live in this house, and actually they are not family. We 4, 6 people are family, no? They are not family. And how often do we live at home? Morning we leave, late evening we come. They live here 24/7. 365 days of the year, 24 hours living with 200 people. Easy? Easy? Nahi, soch lo. Wapis ja ke nahi bolna. Wo easy hai udhar. 200 people, 24 hours living together, and they've been living here for almost 30 years. This campus is 30 years old. Easy? They are not family. They're coming from different parts of the country, some from different parts of the world, from different families, different backgrounds, different sanskars, everything is different. Educational background is also different. Easy to live with 200 people? Many of you are having to share rooms, na? Difficult hota hai na, thoda? They are sharing rooms since 30 years. Since 30 years. They can't choose what to eat. What is cooked, they have to eat every day. They don't get to wear new clothes every day. Same clothes. Do they look happy to you? They don't earn. They don't earn anything. No salary. No promotion also. And no holiday also. No entertainment also. Aap batao. Do they look happy to you? Make this next 3 days. Walk, go everywhere. Get into any department. Just walk and check. Go and meet and talk to anyone. And say, why are you so happy when you're not getting anything over here? Ask them, ready to come with me to Bombay? I'll give you this. Dekho kon aata hai aapke saath. Come, pucho. So this is a proof. One, happiness comes for free. Earning is very important. Working is very important. But to remember, it doesn't give happiness. It gives us a role. It gives us a position. It gives us physical comforts. It's extremely important. But because we thought all this will give happiness, we stopped working on happiness. And that's why we are not happy completely the way we want to be today. And what do they do to be happy? Only that morning hour for themselves. That's all. The rest of the day you're seeing. The day starts at 3:30 in the morning. It doesn't end before 10:30. There is no Sunday. 7 days it is like that. We came in on a Thursday. We will leave on a Tuesday, on a Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, they get to clean everything, change the bed sheets, clean the kitchen, do everything. Thursday, the next group, I'm coming here Friday again, I will see. Then that group will go on Monday, Tuesday, some go on Tuesday. One day to clean everything, Thursday again. So there is no holiday also. So that means we don't need holidays to be happy. Bolo ekbar. We don't need holidays to be happy. Bolo, bolo. We don't need holidays to be happy. We don't need entertainment to be happy. We don't need to earn money to be happy. To be happy, we only have to do one thing. Take care of the self. It comes for free. It comes for free. You have to do nothing for that. Nothing outward. Everything outward is very important. But because we said, isse khushi milegi, isse khushi milegi, isse khushi milegi, isse khushi milegi, we didn't get it because wo usse nahi milegi. It's going to come by taking care of the self. And that is why we're going to write the first line. I commit time to take care of myself. And simply because the air is going to lower in its vibration. This decade is going to be not easy for the world. Just write down the day. You have come here at a very right time, the beginning of 2026. 2026 to 2036, just keep watching what's going to happen in the world. And it's not about what's happening. It's every time something is going to happen, the vibration of the air is going to go dip and dip and dip. And if we are not going to do anything to raise our energy, then this vibration is going to, what's it going to do? What's it going to do? This vibration is going to influence me and this will deplete my inner strength. No problem in my life, no weakness in me. I don't need a weakness anymore to get depleted. Just the weakness in the air is depleting us. And sabse zyada kis par asar pad raha hai? Children. So we are saying, why children are feeling this anxiousness? Why? Because their emotional immunity system is even lower than us. Next generation, no. And also a generation which was born and brought up with all this content and technology addiction. Emotionally weaker. emotional immunity low. So why should I meditate at home? Because when I meditate at home, the air in the house changes, and when the air in the house changes, your children start breathing healthier air. Their immunity system, emotional immunity system, will rise if you start meditating in the house. They meditated, we are feeling the benefit. You will go home and do it, your family will get the benefit. It needs only one person to change the air of the house, this way or that way. If one person is very stressed and worried, don't you see the air of the house starts changing? Hota ya nahi hota? Yes, does it happen? So the air will change, the other people will also start feeling worry, because we catch it from the vibration in the air. The air influences the water of the house. If one person starts meditating, the air in the house will change. The first people who change when you create a change in yourself is your child. Is your child, because they are emotionally connected to you. So your rise and they will rise like this. Don't you think we owe it to them? Should we do this for them or no? Yes or no? No. Otherwise, it's not going to be easy what you're going to see in the next few years. The toughest thing is to see our children feeling helpless. That's the toughest thing to see for a parent. So I am going to take care of myself because by taking care of myself, I will become instrumental in taking care of my family. Tomorrow I'll become instrumental in energizing my team, and I'm radiating that pure vibration into the air. And I don't know how many millions will get influenced only because I sat for 15 minutes to meditate. This is the biggest seva that you can do for the world. गर्मी होती है हम पानी पिलाते हैं चिड़िया के लिए भी पानी रखते हैं बाहर रखते हैं ना दिस इज कंपैशन एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग हैज दिस संस्कार ऑफ कंपैशन कि गर्मी है तो पानी रख दो नाउ आस्क योरसेल्फ द वर्ल्ड नीड्स हैप्पीनेस द वर्ल्ड नीड्स पीस एम आई रेडी टू टेक आउट हाफ एन आवर एवरी डे जस्ट फॉर मी टू रेडिएट इट टू द वर्ल्ड यस करेंगे राइट इट इन योर डायरी 30 मिनट्स डेली कम व्हाट मे नो एक्सक्यूजेस अलाउड करना था बट आज ये हो गया करना था बट आज ये हो गया आज इधर चले गए आज उधर चले गए आज लेट सोए आज ये हो नो लाइक मेनी ऑफ अस आर स्ट्रिक्ट विद द हेल्थ ऑफ द बॉडी वी डू इट कम व्हाट मे इवन इफ वी कम लेट नाइट इवन इफ वी आर ट्रैवलिंग वी से नो आई हैव अ फ्लाइट बट आई एम गोइंग टू एक्सरसाइज एंड देन गो टू द एयरपोर्ट दैट्स हाउ मेडिटेशन विल बिकम ऑन आवर प्रायोरिटी लिस्ट So how many are ready to make that commitment for the best version of myself? So best version means that my vibrations will start going higher. That is best version. Energizing. We are not bad people. We are not wrong people. The children are not wrong bachchas. They are just very nice bachchas but emotionally weaker right now just because of the air. And so we owe it to them. That when we do it, we will teach them how to do it. We will change the energy of the house. They will learn how to live their life. Everybody, what else do you do for someone you love? One, you take out time for them. Second, what do you do for someone whom you love? Hanji, accept them as they are. Very good. Or be kind to them. Empower them. Don't judge them. Okay, very good. Take a page, draw a column. Yesterday we saw mind, brain, body. Disease in the mind was creating disease in the body. This morning we saw a session where a chronic ailment you're able to overcome just with the power of the mind, because you remove the dis-ease from the mind and the dis-ease in the body starts healing. So one side will be emotional dis-ease and the other side will be emotional health. Dis-ease. So don't write it as disease. It is dis-ease, which means discomfort. Right now my mind is at ease. I get a call, oh, you know, ghar pe ye ho gaya. Suddenly my thoughts start like, ye ho gaya, kaise hoga, kya hoga, kya hoga. That is dis-ease, it's discomfort. So now we'll say out a few emotions. You're going to see where you're going to put them and what you're going to put on the other side. So stress. The world calls it normal. The world calls it necessary. The world says some amount of stress is good. How do you feel when you're stressed? That's dis-ease. So stress on the left hand, right hand side, calm and stable. Anger, just keep saying left, right, left. On the opposite side, empathy. Empathy for the other person. They're different, not wrong. They're different. Different sanskars, different way of living, different way of working. Worry, पहले बोल दो नहीं तो गलत कॉलम में लिख दोगे वरी हाँ बच्चे हैं चिंता तो बोले जरा लाइट कंप्लीट करें लाइन को बच्चे हैं चिंता तो होती ही है और अगर नहीं चिंता करेंगे लोग कहेंगे आप अपने बच्चों से प्यार नहीं करते आप चिंता नहीं करते उनके सो द वर्ल्ड दिस इज व्हाट द वर्ल्ड हैज डन टू आवर कंडीशनिंग कि चिंता इक्वल्स टू लव Imagine sitting here, I'm going to care, worry for you. I'm going to say, agar ye kursi se gir jayen to, agar ye kursi se gir jayen to, agar ye kursi se gir jayen to, kya hoga? Kya? Gir thodi jayenge? Physically nahin girenge, but my vibration of that worry for you is going to create lower energy vibration. No, each thought that I'm creating is reaching you. So now while you're sitting here, if you're going to worry for your children whom you've left behind at home, they are happy enjoying themselves, huh? Hai na? But what they're not aware is if you're creating that lower energy thought for them, it is reaching them and it is depleting their energy. So we shift from worry to care with blessings. So instead of saying, pata nahi unka kya hoga, convert that line. Create a higher energy line. कैसे होंगे पता नहीं कैसे होंगे आई डोंट नो हाउ दे आर चेंज इट टू दे आर परफेक्ट वेरी गुड जस्ट चेंज द लाइन सो लेफ्ट कॉलम इज लोअर वाइब्रेशनल एनर्जी वी आर गोइंग टू शिफ्ट आर एवरी थॉट टू अ हायर वाइब्रेशनल एनर्जी यस्टरडे वी सॉ थिंक लेस थिंक स्लो एंड फॉर दैट थिंक राइट सो आर लेफ्ट कॉलम इज नॉट थिंकिंग राइट दैट्स वाई इट इज डिसकम्फर्ट हिंदी में कहते हैं चिंता चिता समान है चिता मतलब द फ्यूनरल पायर वो क्या होता है ऐसे ऐसे जलता रहता है ये ऐसे जलता रहता है अंदर किसी ना किसी बात की चिंता करते रहते हैं सो नॉट वरी केयर सो नेक्स्ट थ्री डेज डोंट यूज आई एम वरीड फॉर समवन चेंज इट टू केयर विद ब्लेसिंग सो इवन इफ योर चाइल्ड और एनी मेंबर इन योर फैमिली इज वरीड अबाउट समथिंग यू चेंज योर थॉट अबाउट देम देयर थॉट विल स्टार्ट चेंजिंग If they come and say, Mummy, pata nahi kya hoga, Papa, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. You say, everything is going to be perfect. I'm certain about that. Your energy, not words, thoughts. Sometimes we can say it in words. Everything is going to be perfect. And andar, pata nahi kya hoga. No. We are not talking about words and behavior. We are all very good at words and behavior. We are talking about how we are going to be in thoughts and feelings. So the conversion is going to happen in the mind, not in the words. We all know how to convert, but we convert in the words, not to convert in the word. Convert it at the thought level, because they are going to catch your vibrations, your energy. So worry, change to care with blessings. Criticism? So most important, if we are going to even think about another person's weakness, even think, ये ऐसे कैसे हो सकते हैं एनर्जी डिप्स आई जस्ट ट्यून्ड इन टू द फ्रीक्वेंसी ऑफ द अदर पर्सन्स वीकनेस आई गॉट कनेक्टेड टू दैट वीकनेस एंड माय एनर्जी डिप नाउ दिस डिप्ड एनर्जी आल्सो रीचेस देम एंड इट डिप्स देम इवन फर्दर सो प्रैक्टिस इज गोइंग टू बी वी आर गोइंग टू सी पीपल्स गुड वी आर ऑल्सो गोइंग टू सी सम थिंग्स विच आर नॉट राइट इन पीपल बट वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू क्रिएट अ थॉट अबाउट वॉट इज नॉट राइट इन देम बिकॉज वंस वी क्रिएट अ थॉट देन इट्स नॉट अबाउट देम इट बिकम्स माई एनर्जी कैन यू सी दीज फ्लावर्स यस ठीक है दे आर हियर सिंस यस्टरडे इवनिंग हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू थॉट अबाउट देम नोबडी That's how we have to live life. Live with them. Live with them, work with them. But if there's something which is not right, don't keep it here. Till it's here, it's fine. Similarly, we're going to see a lot happening in the world. See it, but don't keep it here. The minute you keep it here, now if I create a thought, ye flower bahut acche hai. Now the flower is no longer just here. Now where is the flower? So please remember, you can live in a world of wrong and pain and sorrow at a very higher energy, provided you don't pick it up and keep it here. Here. Just be there. You can live with this flower for 1 year without creating a single thought about it. And if I still want to create a thought, because I'm living with people, I'm living with children, family, teams, everything, you will see the weakness here, you will hear the weakness here, and here what will you do? Convert. Convert. Take it and create it with chintan nahi karna hai uska. Which means don't create, don't see this flower is here, right? Till it's here, it's not affecting my mind. Very good. So that means you will create nice and beautiful high energy thoughts about everyone. Perfect. But if there is something which is not wrong, what is not right about the flower, if there is something about this flower which is not right, what to do? अच्छा put your spouse here. Flower को तो आप correct कर सकते हैं. ये भी अच्छी बात है. वो तो कर सकते हैं. See, there are people whom we can see every day. We love them. We care for them. We really want them to become perfect. You know how much we want other people to become perfect? If we put that much attention in making ourselves perfect, our perfect energy will make them perfect. So criticism is not just in speaking, it's not verbal criticism always. There's a lot of criticism going on in the mind. So just me churning the mistake of another person, thinking about the quality of another person, or worrying that why are they the way they are. Suppose your child has a weakness. Suppose your child is fearful. Tomorrow is an exam and they're fearful. And only if you're thinking, ye kitna darta hai, ye kitna darta hai, even then you have put the weakness here. And once the weakness is here, it dips you. Now this thought radiates to them and it dips them.
You respond to that.
Right. We'll see that in tomorrow's session with the people. Right now, first today we'll do what to do with our... Unless we work with our mind, we're not able to work the right way with people. Sankalp se srishti means as is my thought, so is my srishti. And in my srishti, first thing comes health of my body, second comes my relationships. So write down that law. Sankalp se srishti banti hai. Our thoughts create our world. Yeah, we'll do that. Our thoughts create our world. And our world is first... My thoughts create my emotional and mental health. Then my every single thought radiates to every cell of my body. That is medical science. And you saw that this morning. And so my every thought influences the health of my body. My every thought radiates to the person who I'm thinking about. Relationships are not created by the way we talk to people or what we do for people. It's created by how we think about people. My work obviously is happening from my every thought I create. But most important, the world is getting created by the way I think. Nature is getting influenced. Environment is getting influenced. Yesterday somebody was, we were at the solar downstairs in Shantivan. Somebody said, oh, so much work is going on in climate change, sustainability. Millions of dollars are getting spent just thinking what to do about it. But it's not happening because we are not addressing the root. The root is here. The day we change our thoughts and vibrations, the planet will start changing. Kyunki the second law is sanskar se sansar banta hai. Sanskar se sansar banta hai. We have changed it because of our dependency. We have said srishti se sankalp banta hai. Sansar se sanskar banta hai. We are going the other way around now. So sankalp se srishti means emotional health, mental health, physical health, relationships means social health, then professional health, and then environmental health. Everything is getting affected by my one thought. So I need to say I'm ready to spend time to work on my thoughts. Right? So let's go back to that column of disease. Criticism. Which means I'm not going to create, even if you don't want to appreciate, it's okay. But just don't criticize to begin with. But the easiest way to shift from a negative thought, you can't stop negative thinking. So that's why the easiest way is to convert that thought into a blessing for them and say, "Nahi, wo bahut acche hain." Just say that. We'll see tomorrow why we do that. It's such power when we change our thought about the other person, even if the other person is not doing right. But we start creating a right thought for them. Our vibrations change and our vibrations start influencing the other people. So when we think of the weakness of the other person, what is happening? Two things. One, I am dipping. Second, I'm radiating that energy to that other person and their weakness is getting strengthened. Suppose aap gussa karte hain and that's your weakness. Now I have to work with you throughout the day. I can see it. Kya aap gussa karte hain? And then I only sit and I create a thought, kitna gussa karte hai bhai. Bas. But then my one weak thought never stops as one thought. Negative thoughts never stop as one thought. That is why overthinking means when we're thinking not the right quality. It just doesn't stop. There is no full stop, no comma. It just has question marks in that. Why are they like this? Why are they like this? How could they? Comma full stop nahi aayega. So when I'm creating a thought, kitna gussa karte, kitna gussa karte. First, who's getting depleted? Here. So now think. Think of all the people you think of because of which your energy is going here. And now when I create this thought, kitna gussa karte hai, where is it going to go? Where is it going to go? It's going to go to them. And this is also going to dip them. So when we think of people's weaknesses, we first dip ourselves. Then it affects my health of my body. Then it affects them. And that thought, kitna gussa karte, is radiated into the air of this room. And now this air will also trigger the anger in someone else in this room. That is the power of one thought. Ek sankalp ki shakti itni hoti hai. So is it okay, easy to change our thoughts about people? Yes? Kya hua? Bahut easy hai. Bahut easy hai. And we still have 3 days to do that before we leave on Monday morning. So we will do it. Think of all the people with whom you have a little stronger connection in your mind, which is not a right quality. Change the thought for them before you leave from here. So criticism, shift to appreciation with blessings. So appreciation means, of course, they have very good qualities. But what about that weakness? I cannot appreciate weakness. So I have to create a higher energy thought. So because unke andar gussa hai, we will create a thought, wo shant swarup atma hai. He's a peaceful being. Because we saw this morning, every soul has those 7 qualities. Every soul has that 7 qualities? Yes. So instead of me looking at that particular sanskar, I will look at the other one that the soul has, which the soul himself doesn't remember that he has. But if I keep creating a thought from your peaceful soul, peaceful soul, peaceful soul, that will also trigger that sanskar in the other person. No. Take your hand like this, draw one black color circle. Okay, draw a black color circle. This black color circle can be a weak sanskar. It could be mine. It could be of another person. The more I think about that same weak sanskar, what keeps happening? I draw black over black over black over. I strengthen that sanskar. I just repeat it. Now, what Raja Yoga teaches us, draw a white circle over that black circle. You can't delete that black, it's there, that sanskar is there. But I can start drawing a white circle over that black circle. Kar sakte? What to do? Kya karna hai? Don't repeat that weak sanskar. Repeat one of those 7 sanskars which is the opposite of that weak sanskar. So anger, opposite peace. Hurt, disrespect, rude, opposite love. They are a loveful soul. So for myself also and for other people. So then whatever may be happening around us, here we are creating high energy thoughts. This is karma responsibility now, not just for myself but also for the world. And as I'm doing that, what's happening to the version of myself? Where is it moving? Where is it moving? It's moving here. Now, it's not just moving here. The other thing that's happening is, it is becoming independent. Right now, it was dependent. वो ऐसा करते हैं तो बुरा तो लगेगा. इज अ डिपेंडेंसी. नाउ इट इज आई एम क्रिएटिंग ब्लेसिंग, सो नाउ आई एम नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन देयर बिहेवियर. आई एम नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन देयर बिहेवियर. सो वी विल शिफ्ट फ्रॉम इमोशनल डिपेंडेंसी टू बिकमिंग इमोशनली इंडिपेंडेंट, इमोशनल स्ट्रेंथ. कंपैरिजन, कंपैरिजन ऑपोजिट सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट, स्वमान, सेल्फ वर्थ. At this time of the end of Kaliyug, please don't compare with other people. The one sanskar we need right now is to be on the right, even if we are the only one, alone. Alone. That's leadership quality. Be on the right, even if we are the only one. Suppose you're driving one morning, it's 4 a.m. in the morning, sadak khali hai, there is no policeman, there is no CCTV, but there is a red signal. क्या करेंगे, क्या करेंगे? Nobody is there. I could save 30 seconds to the airport. And suppose I'm already late, तब क्या करेंगे? I'm already late. अब क्या करेंगे, क्या करेंगे? Do not allow your mind to break rules. If we allow our mind to break rules, then the rest of the time it chooses on its own to break its rules. मन को मर्यादा की रस्सी में बांध के रखना है. द थ्रेड ऑफ प्रिंसिपल्स, एथिक्स, एथिक्स एंड प्रिंसिपल्स हैव टू बी अ वे ऑफ लिविंग, नथिंग टू बी टॉक्ड अबाउट, वे ऑफ लिविंग. सो व्हाट विल वी डू एट द रेड सिग्नल? स्टॉप. नाउ मेनी कार्स विल स्टार्ट पासिंग बाय एंड सम विल इवन लुक एट यू एंड से सब ठीक है. हाँ ऐसे होता है. कोई गाड़ी खराब हुई क्या? वी हैव टू बी देयर अनअफेक्टेड, अनअफेक्टेड. सम कैन लाफ एट यू, फोर ओ क्लॉक क्यों खड़े हो सड़क के ऊपर? स्टे देयर अनअफेक्टेड. समवन कैन हॉन्क पीछे से, भाई हटो, यू आर एन ऑब्स्टिकल इन माई लाइफ जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर स्टैंडिंग देयर. दिस कैन हैपन एट वर्क, this can happen at work, that my being right may be an obstacle for somebody else. I have to be standing there. Hoga aise ya nahi hoga? Continue to stand on the right. Acha, you're talking, we are, the right signal was just an example. You see them. Exactly. So I'll remember this. People are vibrationally a little lower energy. They can get agitated. They can get irritated. Their definitions of right and wrong are different. But if everybody is going to continue like that, then what's going to happen to the energy of the world? But the beauty is, you know, when you keep standing on that red signal, one will honk at you, one will laugh at you, one will question you. But after that, one will come and stop behind you. होगा या नहीं होगा? होगा या नहीं होगा? प्लीज रिमेंबर, एवरीवन नोज व्हाट इज राइट. सेकंड, मेनी वांट टू बी ऑन द राइट, बट थर्ड इज एवरीवन डजंट हैव द स्ट्रेंथ टू बी द फर्स्ट वन अलोन ऑन द राइट. इफ आई बिकम दैट फर्स्ट वन अलोन ऑन द राइट, मेनी पीपल आर रेडी टू स्टैंड ऑन द राइट. But if you be that first one to stand alone on the right, then everyone else who stands behind you on the right, their karam ka punya also goes into you because you were the first one who chose to stand there on the right. And suddenly soul power will increase because you got so much punya for doing, being the first one to do that. So will we do that? And it's not about only red signal. Okay? It's not about red signal. But these little things train our mind to stand on the right. And most important, it gives us the strength to be untouched by the vibration and the peer pressure around us. The more energy is going to dip, the more minds are going to dip, the more this sanskar will be needed. I meet children now who are in pain because they are on the right hand side. I mean, they are on the right side in their school. So earlier we would meet children who were in problem because of their mischief. Now they are in problem because they are right. And they will come and cry. मेरे से कोई बात नहीं करता है. I said why? Because मैं उनके जैसा नहीं बात करता हूँ. I don't use that vocabulary. I cannot be like that. I cannot party like that. I do not have a social media handle like everybody. So now being right has become difficult for children. But they will be able to do it if their parents create that energy at home, that we don't need validation to be on the right side. If their parents are untouched by peer pressure, then the child will have the strength to stand alone on the right, even if everyone is against them. Earlier also, when we were in school, there were some children who would do some things which were not right, whether it was partying, drinking, anything. But it was easy for us because they were always very small in numbers. So it was very clear who's right, who's. But now it is. So do it for your children. And every time you stand on the right, you are raising your energy. You are raising your energy because you are choosing to be in that maryada circle. So not comparison, self-respect. Jealousy? Opposite of jealousy? Suppose someone around you got something and that one little thought that comes up like that. See, we send them nice messages, we send congratulation messages, all that is all very good. What's here? We have to check that thought. Nahi, wo bahar se to ho jayega. Here, thoda sa. So whatever you're feeling inside, consciously take a paper and pen and write a nice thought for them. Train your mind. Train your mind to feel genuinely happy when somebody else does well or gets something, even if it is something that you wanted and somebody else got it. Train your mind just by writing. Write out that nice thought for them. Send blessings to people. Because when we get jealous of somebody else's success, we're actually jealous of success having gone to their place. And if I create problem with success having gone to another place, success might not feel like coming to my place. So always create a good relationship with success. Always create blessings for it. So jealousy ka opposite, blessings. Ego? Is ego an energy depleter? Yes. So what would come on the right hand side? Humility. Always remember, the higher you go in what you're doing, humility has to increase in more proportion to that. Otherwise, your achievement itself becomes a depleter for you. And humility comes very easy when we start practicing soul consciousness, because then we're not connecting to people based on role, position, no. Regard for every role, but respect for every soul. So humility, attachment. पहले तो आपने अटैचमेंट को कौन से कॉलम में लिखा लेफ्ट अटैचमेंट इज ऑन लेफ्ट हाँ पक्का अटैचमेंट इज ऑन द लेफ्ट यू आर नॉट अटैच टू योर चिल्ड्रन योर फैमिली सो देन व्हाई आर वी राइटिंग इट ऑन द लेफ्ट साइड इट गिव्स यू पेन Oh, then it's after they hurt. That's the secondary. Suppose they're not creating any hurt for you, then? Then what is attachment? Dono haath aise rakho ek bar. Put your child on the left hand, or any family member if you don't have children, and put yourself on the right hand. What is attachment? See, when two children are born physically attached, how are they like this? Attached. What do they have to do? They have to sit together, travel together, sleep together, eat together. Kitna achcha hai na jeevan? Nahi na? Nahi achcha hai. Then what is done? You do a surgery and you separate them. Now one can sit, the other can stand. This is detachment. Now emotional attachment. When one is in pain, the other is in pain. When one is in fear, the other one is in fear. And we say, I love you so much so I can feel your pain. I love you so much so I worry for you. That is attachment. Now hold both the hands like this. Put your child on the left hand. Put yourself on the right hand. Suppose your child is going through some issue or something that's come into their life today. Or one phone call you get tonight that something has happened in your life there. the left hand will dip a little, right? They may be a little low, maybe a little fearful, maybe a little upset. The left hand dips. You as a parent, which direction do you move that time? If you see them upset, have to is second. First is, what are we now? Done. Isn't it normal to go down? Which means normal to feel low when they are low? Yes? Agreed? Normal to feel? Now see, now when the right hand parent also starts feeling low, what is the energy the parent is radiating to the child? Pain. And now when the parent is radiating pain to the child, where will the child move? Low. And when the child will move low, where will the parent move? Like this. This is attachment. And detachment means child is here, child is feeling low, where should the right hand be? Kitna upar? Karo karo. Jitna upar jana hai. Rakho. Abhi rakh loge to fit ho jayega. Kitna upar? So karo as much, kitna as much. Abhi karoge, photo khichoge man pe to yaad rahega. Here. Because the higher you are, the stronger you are, you're radiating that energy. So as a parent, you have two options. Either you are adding pain to their pain or you are radiating power to their pain. There's only two options. You can't be neutral that you have no thought about them. Wo to ho nahi sakta. You're living with them, you can see them, you can see them going through something. But if you're going to feel that same emotion, or sometimes the right hand doesn't even go up to the left hand, it goes, very good, it goes below the left hand. So the child says, please stop worrying so much about me. So kaise main tumhare liye chinta nahi karungi. So that is attachment. Detachment means your mind doesn't influence my mind. I choose where to be. And just by being where I am, I have the power to heal you, to energize you. So when we empower ourselves, we have the power to energize other people just by being who we are, without doing anything. Doing, we are all doing perfect things for our family. The being has to be perfect. The being has to be perfect. So detachment is this. It's like a family of four going for a walk and then there is a pit there. One member of the family falls. What about the other three? What about the other three? They have to pull that one out. But if the other three say, hum aapko itna pyar karte hain. So we all go fall into the pit. And that's when the whole energy of the house starts changing. You know, one family member is feeling low, the energy of the house is enough to heal that person. But because when one is low, the others also start creating worry and fear, very soon the energy of the house is low. And what will happen to that one who already was going through an issue in their life? Will go dip like this. That is why children nowadays, they hesitate to share with the parents if they are going low, because they know that they will also go into pain. We have to become that parent, you're that parent, where the child is going through something, they will come to you in the morning and they'll say, can I sit with you for 5 minutes? And you will say, do you want to talk about something? They say, no, I don't want to talk about anything. I just want to sit with you. And what will they do by sitting with you? What will they do by sitting with you? They will absorb your energy and they will go out and they will solve their problem. They don't need answers. Now to ChatGPT is enough to give them answers for everything. What solution are we going to give them now? You see, technology is going to be able to give all answers, but technology cannot give energy. Technology cannot give vibrations. Technology cannot heal. It can give you solutions. So your child can go and say, oh, my partner cheated me. Oh, AI will give them lovely answers over there. It's like a patient will enter, I have this, AI will give them all this. But when a doctor holds the hand, you know, when the doctor holds the hand and says the same thing, and the doctor says, chinta nahi karo, hum baithe hai na aapke liye, hum aadhe theek usi mein ho jaate hain sirf. So this whole thing that people say, oh, AI will replace teachers, AI will replace doctors, AI cannot replace anybody. AI will start doing a lot of our logical work for us, which is very good. Let it do the logical work. Then we should have a lot of time to do the emotional work for ourselves. So we will become radiators of vibration. AI cannot create vibrations. AI does not have a soul. AI just has a brain of the human mind. It has taken our brain, it has taken our intelligence, it has been created by our own intelligence only. So stop fearing AI. AI and we together will create magic in the world. Logical kaam wo kar dega, emotional kaam hum kar denge. Thus, badhiya aur kya chahiye. But the need of the hour is the parent, the teacher, friend. Everybody will have to be here. If you are not here, the person sitting in the other room will find no need to come and sit with you. Because their conversation and their solutions now they can do with the machine. Remember earlier, even if we had a slight issue, let's say khasi ho rahi hai, we would go and talk to mummy, papa, kya karu? Now we Google, khasi, what should I do? So Google tells me, eat this, do this, do this. So I don't find the need to go and talk to people. So that's another thing that has happened, that the more we use technology, we don't interact with people so much. And because we don't interact with people so much, that vibrational exchange is not happening. That's another reason why we dip. Earlier, without the phone, if we had to go from place A to B, 10 times we would stop on the road, bhaiya, abhi aage kidhar jana hai? That itself was a nice interaction. Somebody would be nice to us, somebody would say, nahi, idhar jao, and we had to actually go there. That was also fun. Abhi to kuch nahi, GPS says, turn here, turn here, turn here, turn here. Akele only we drive and we reach there. And we say, this is good. It is good. But it is not giving me that vibration I was getting with the people to people connect. AI will go another level ahead. And if we don't do this people to people connect, the next 1 or 2 years will take a heavy toll on the minds of people. Heavy, heavy toll. Heavy too. So get back to that. The people to people connect, that vibrational exchange of a parent and a child, the vibrational exchange of a friend sitting with it. All that needs to come back. So attachment ka opposite? Right column? Detachment. It's actually love. Detachment is actually unconditional love. And love heals, love empowers, attachment depletes. Attachment depletes because I worry for them, I fear for them. I'm in pain looking at them in pain, so that depletes the other person. Attachment doesn't mean we're thinking wrong about them. It's just that we are creating lower energy, worrying about what they are going through. It depletes them. Okay? So best version of myself means I'm going to start raising this right hand column in myself. And every time I'm creating a thought from the right hand column, I'm thinking right. And that thinking right will automatically be thinking less, thinking slow, automatically. And when I think right, think less, think slow, my body starts healing. My body will start healing. That's why you had good sleep last night. You stay here for a few more days, your body will start feeling different. Few months back, I was at a retreat center. There was just about like this 200-300 people. One person had come with his wife, but he was not interested in the program. So he was sitting right at the back. And he was not even making eye contact. He was like, I'm not interested in all this. So, but he had to come to bring her there. At the end of the session, we were giving prasad toli to everybody. He didn't come to take that also. So sister said, chalo, hum hi jaake unko de dete hain. We'll go and give him. So we walked up to him. He looked at me and said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in all this. I said, don't worry, I was also not interested. Kya badi baat hai usme. He said, but I must tell you something. Last 1 hour, this watch that people wear nowadays, he's saying it's showing me that my pulse and my heart rate is much better while I've been sitting here for the last 1 hour in a body of a mind which was not interested in being there. Just the body also is getting influenced by the vibrations where we are. So every time you're thinking right, you are healing your body. You are healing your body. That was the picture yesterday. Dis-ease in the mind affects the brain, affecting the body. So we go back to the ease. So we're going to start living from the... We start going to living from the right-hand side. Okay? And when you're living from the right-hand side, you're taking care of yourself. You're loving yourself, you're raising your energy, you're shifting to the best version of yourself. Now, second thing that we need to start taking care of to be able to live from the right-hand side is our lifestyle. Very simple lifestyle changes. So being here is changing our lifestyle also. Lower energy, worry thinking, overthinking, very big reason, not sleeping right. Not sleeping right. Lack of deep sleep is affecting mind and body both. Today doctors are telling us to sleep long. We don't need to sleep long. We need to sleep deep. Sleep deep. See over here, everyone sleeping by 10, 10:30, awake by 3:30, 365 days of the year. 360. But then their lifestyle is very different. No? The lifestyle is different. So with that lifestyle, we need to sleep less. So we are unnecessarily wasting time sleeping too much. If we lead a right lifestyle, we need less sleep, we save time. We save time. So 10 to 4 is that deep sleep time band where every organ of your body starts healing. So if I sleep at 11, I lost 1 hour of healing of the body. If I sleep at 12, I lose 2 hours. So go online, that's deep science. What, which hour, which organ of the body is getting hit? But to get deep sleep at 10, I will have to disconnect from work at least by 8 o'clock. 2 hours to allow this mind to shut down all the files. What technology did, it's making us go to sleep with all the files opened in our mind. Because even after coming home, we are still at work. Stop working once you're home. Every company needs to take this up as an agenda to take care of their people. And those of you who are heads of organizations or heads of team, please go back and do this good karma. Tell your people you're not to connect to work after 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock also possible. We will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. That's all. Hona chahiye, nahi hona chahiye? Hona chahiye, nahi hona chahiye? So many issues that are happening in people's lives. So much marital discord. So much problem between parent and child. It's only because once they're coming back home, they're still working. And if working just means even checking emails, checking messages, taking business calls, this is work. This is work. So when we didn't have technology, we were not working from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. We were not working on a Sunday. We were not working on a festival. We were not working on a holiday. Emotional health was fine, mental health was fine, physical health was fine, divorce we didn't know in India. And this is all the creation of 30 years, diabetes, cancer, heart attack, depression, divorce, everything creation of these 20, 30 years, directly proportional to our technology. So technology is not the problem, the way we become a slave to that technology is the problem. So can we do that, disconnect from work? How many of you are in position of power to take a decision like that? For your company, for your team, for your people, raise your hands. Please do this good karma. Do you know if you send somebody home and the person is still engaged with work, any issue that happens between that couple or that parent and child, that karma is becoming your karma. It's becoming your karma. But if you just send them home and say, don't touch the phone and laptop till tomorrow morning 8 o'clock, and things start getting better there, blessings are coming to your house. Wealth doesn't come alone. Wealth comes with energy. So do this good karma for people. Send happy people home and then allow them to be at home. Bolo, bilkul nahi phone dekhna hai. And then they will get deep sleep. If we check emails and messages just before going to sleep, then my mind works, body goes to sleep. You get up in the morning, you feel like sleeping a little more. How many press the snooze button and want to sleep 5 minutes more in the morning? It's 9, no deep sleep. How many of you can doze off any time of the day? On a flight? In the car? Lack of deep sleep. I love to ask the person sitting next to me on the flight, you didn't sleep last night? People are able to sleep right from takeoff to landing and the air hostess has to come to say, "Ponch gaye hum." And not late night and all, okay, understandable, late night. 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, how can we sleep? So people very proudly say, oh, I can go to sleep any time of the day. They think it's a very good quality that I can go to sleep any time of the day. Sleep deprived is our current pandemic. We are sleep deprived. And if you're sleep deprived, how can the body be healthy? So go to sleep deep, which means disconnect from work, disconnect from content consumption of a lower energy. Please write one more equation. Content is emotional diet. Content is emotional diet. What I watch, read, listen becomes my thoughts. It's the raw material. What I watch, read, listen. from technology, from people, information, anything that I watch, read, listen is becoming, influencing my thoughts. Thoughts become my sanskars, sanskars come into karma, karma becomes destiny. So content is equal to destiny. Change your content, your destiny will change. Change your content, your destiny will change. Destiny has changed in the last 20 years because of our quality of content. So once you come here 3 days, you're consuming different content. And you're already feeling different. So when you go back, before going to sleep, 10 minutes, consume high vibrational content, the right-hand side content. That's why spiritual content is very important. Because if you consume right-hand content before going to sleep, now during your sleep, that energy is getting created and that content quality is going into the subconscious. Your sanskar will start changing. So 10-15 minutes of consuming right-hand, which means that right-hand column we have created, and 5 minutes of meditation before going to sleep to just clean everything that happened during the day. Forgive people before going to sleep. Seek forgiveness before going to sleep, just for that day, which means a karmic check before going to sleep. We learn here to go to sleep as if we will not wake up tomorrow. What would I do before going to sleep? This year we saw, 2025, many went to sleep and didn't wake up in the morning. We don't get time to change our karmic account. Because if we take that emotion to sleep, then it goes deep into the subconscious. Till then, it's only on the surface level. Subah subah chai peete hain bed par. If tea spills on the bed, what do? Ever anybody had tea spilling over on their bed sheet? What do immediately? Do you go there and rub it like that? No. What do we do immediately first? Like this. So that bed sheet is the top layer, conscious layer of the mind. The mattress is the subconscious. So during the day, all the clutter that is there is more on the conscious layer of the mind. When we go to sleep, it goes into the subconscious. So today what we are doing, which is going off to sleep with all the clutter on that bed sheet. This one said this, this one did this, this happened in that country. All this we go to sleep with. And then in that sleep, it goes deep inside, affecting mind, affecting health of body. So, clean. Take a shower, clean the energy of your body. 1 minute if you stand under the shower, all that energy of the body changes because water absorbs vibrations. And meditate for 5 minutes to clean this before going to sleep. Can we do that? Is it easy? Yes, if someone was not right to me, forgive. If I was not right, forgive. Anything worrying, create a blessing for that. Change the quality of thinking. If you go to sleep with a very peaceful, silent mind, 5-6 hours may you're awake. Because then the mind has gone to deep sleep. We just need, the mind goes into deep sleep of delta stage only for 2 hours, 2 cycles of 2 hours. After that, it's only in the alpha dream stage. 4 hours is actually deep sleep stage. After that, the mind does not go into the delta. It goes only twice into the deep sleep. Rest of the time, we're just here with all this flickering, all these thoughts going on, wasting time, wasting energy. So going to sleep is what needs to be taken care of. If I sleep the right way, I will automatically wake up early. I will automatically wake up energized. And then I begin with my morning with affirmations, with meditation, and again consuming the right-hand content. And then during the day, every hour or so, take a pause for 1 minute. Just take a pause for 1 minute and again say that one affirmation or again meditate for 1 minute. It keeps your energy like this because you're living in a world where energies are very different. So 1 minute rising above that energy keeps us like this. Otherwise in the morning I go here, but then during the day I'm living with so much everywhere here, it starts taking a toll and I gently will start dipping. But every hour if I again go here, every hour again I go here, 1 minute. That's called traffic control of the mind. You must have heard here in the campus, every hour, 1 minute, there is a song that plays. So on the phone, we have an application where every hour, 1 minute, one way, nice, beautiful music plays. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we just pause for 1 minute. Just that pause and creating that energy starts creating a shift. And the other thing is the food we eat. The food affects our vibration, not just the health of our body. So jaisa ann hota hai, वैसा मन होता है. इट इज नॉट जैसा अन्न होता है वैसा तन होता है. इट इज जैसा अन्न होता है वैसा मन होता है. सो स्टार्ट टेकिंग केयर ऑफ द फूड, द वाइब्रेशंस. वन एक्सपेरिमेंट विद अ प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट. एनिमल प्रोडक्ट, एनर्जी ऑफ, वी ऑल नो एनर्जी ऑफ. सो हियर व्हाट इज ऑल्सो इन्फ्लुएंसिंग अस इज द वाइब्रेशन ऑफ द फूड. We have enough evidence, so much evidence, where what the person is thinking while cooking just goes directly on the state of the mind of the person who's eating. The other day, there's someone who came to the center, long back, this was about a few years back. Another day was a different example, I won't take up, that's too personal. And this person comes and tells me, very wealthy person, very, very wealthy. He says, since 1 week I've been having a dream that I'm moving around in this, you know, chal, jhopatpatti type area, and I'm looking for a room. He said, मैं खोली ढूंढ रहा हूँ. I said, अच्छा. Then he asked me, is this a dream? I said, I don't know. Must be. It'll go away. Let it be. छोड़ दो. That time I didn't know so much about food का effect. 1 week later, the lady who cooked for him, the staff, asked him for 25,000 rupees and said, साहब मुझको खोली चाहिए. तो मेरे को पैसे दे दो. He gave away the money. Dream's over. Dream's over. So it is not a dream. It was a thought. Because the lady who was cooking was worried because she didn't have a room to stay. And while you're cooking, your mind is allowed to think of anything. So the mind, whatever the mind is thinking, is there in the food. So first thing, plant-based diet. Second thing, consciously taking care of what are the thoughts that I'm creating while cooking. Consciously taking care of what we are creating while cooking. So over here, the ones who are cooking, they are consciously silent while they are cooking, and here they know what they have to think while they are cooking. So they are in a meditative state, or they are churning of the spiritual knowledge session we had in the morning. They will not have any other thought while cooking. And we also will aid it with that, with having some spiritual class playing in the kitchen or some bhajan playing in the kitchen. Environment is also created. Then after that, what do? We take a little bit of all the food, go in the meditation room and focus 10-15 minutes meditation with that food. And then go back and add that food to the rest of the food. So a lot of care is taken how the food is cooked. And now if you go to Shantivan, there's a new place there which is called Tapovan, where we are practicing something known as yogic kheti, which means meditative agriculture, where we meditate in the farm. The farmers are learning it, experimenting with it, and teaching a lot of the other farmers. First meditate with the seed, then meditate 30 minutes morning, evening, especially when they're sprinkling water there. You have to go there to believe what happens. The size, the color, the vibration, the taste of the produce. You've noticed the taste of something that you've grown in your own garden and what you buy from the market is different. Why? The market is being taken care of by a professional. We are not professionals. Then why is that what we create at home? Why is it better? Why is it better? Because it's been done with a lot of love. Similarly, the food that you cook is with love. The food that you buy. One thing that's changed in the last 20-30 years is too much of eating out. And most important, sitting at home and ordering food from outside. As long as bacche khana kha liya na bas, kaun sa khana khaya? So we probably one of the last generation who got 3 meals cooked by a family member. Whether mother, grandmother, auntie, whatever. That love which goes into that, that blessings, that creates emotional health, physical health. So please take care of the food. And just before you eat, take care that all screens are off. No phone, no TV. And then 30-second pause, meditate, say your affirmations to the food, then start eating. Don't start eating like that. So we take care of the sleep. We take care of the right thinking. We take care of the food. You do this much and you will start seeing your vibrations go like this. Of course, then deeper, what we will see tomorrow and then day after. This is just the basic to begin with. Easy? See, even first of all, it's very easy. But even if it's sounding difficult, just say easy. Kya ho jayega bolne se? The right thought. The right thought. That is the power of affirmation. Say easy nahi, bahut easy. We do that. You have to do that. It's not about what is outside. It's about how I think about what is outside. That creates the quality of my thoughts, but that also creates the quality of my life. So tomorrow morning session, we will write those high energy specific thoughts, which is going to change our sanskar, our health of our body, our work we do, and then of course how it will come out into our relationship. So we will take that tomorrow morning at 9:30. And 9:30 happens at what time? 9:30 is at what time? Very, very simple thing just to keep your energies high is always to be everywhere before time. It really helps the health of your body and the energy. And of course, you create a very nice relationship with time. Relationship is not just with people. Relationship is with time. If you respect time, time respects you. आप समय का सम्मान करें, समय आपका सम्मान करेगा. आप समय का ध्यान रखें, समय आपका ध्यान रखेगा. So make it a rule of life, not to be on time. Not to be on time. Always be before time. Use that time to calm your mind, to invoke your intuition, silent your mind, radiate blessings to the person whom you are going to meet or whom you are going to work with. Now get back into the doing. So those few minutes extra are for the being. But if we come late, then we come hassled, we come hurried. The other person waiting for us is also worrying. Kaha ho aap, kaha tak pahunche? And Delhi, Bombay and all these big cities is very, bas idhar hi. Idhar hi abhi, idhar. Kya kare, traffic itna tha. So we create wrong karma also in that process. And that other person is waiting. Haan haan, they are coming in 15 minutes. They come after 45 minutes. Bhai, kya hua? Aapko to pata hai na, shahar ka traffic kitna hota hai. So, so much karma happens only with time. So 9:30 is at what time? Forever. Forever. This is forever. Your body will feel better. Your energy will be better. You will radiate good energy to the other person. The work that you are going to do will be at a different energy just by taking out that extra time. And most important, you create a beautiful relationship with time. Experience says that if you always aim to be everywhere before time, then sometimes in spite of being before time, you get stuck somewhere in the traffic, something is there. But because you have created that karma and sanskar of always being before time, things change on the road and I will always still reach before time just because of that karma and that sanskar that has been created. Time works for you. So we have to create a very important relationship with time because the coming time is not easy. The coming time is not easy. So in that time, already create a relationship with time by valuing your time, by valuing other people's time, and most important, by using time in a worthwhile manner. Samay ko safal kare. 1 minute silence. Seedha hokar baithenge. We're going to go around the campus and we can do it in silence also. Tonight before going to sleep, check any thoughts that you have on your mind about any situation in your life, situation in the life of your family, workplace, and just gently write on the right hand side an opposite quality thought for the same situation, remembering that sankalp se srishti banti hai, my thoughts create my world. I'm shifting from my thoughts are affected by the world to my thoughts create my world. So just write down a few situations. They could be simple things of life. But where you're going to shift from thinking because the situation is that way to thinking the way you want the situation to be. The shift. 1 minute exercise, center of the forehead. I am a powerful being. You have to see that point of light, the eye. I am the creator of every thought, independent of situations and people's behavior. I am the creator of every thought, feeling, word and behavior. I am the master of my mind. I vibrate at the highest frequency. I energize myself and I become the power which empowers others. In this one moment of silence, with every thought I create, I'm radiating peace and power into the vibrations of the world. My 1 minute pause is shifting the energy of the planet. My 1 minute pause is healing many, many minds in the world. I am the power which empowers others.